one day I like get into the Korean newspaper because that's like one of my life goals. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that, you know.
Hi everyone, I'm Hannah and welcome back to another episode of Prugogi Pod. Today we have on Grace K-Town on all the social media platforms. She got her handles on all of the platforms. But yeah, today we're just going to talk about life, just everything.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm so excited too.
Yeah. No, I used to stream, so I feel like... I'm used to this too, so I get it.
Okay, wait, what did you stream?
Like graphic design and DJing, like especially during the pandemic. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I like tuned into a bunch of like DJ streams
when it was like pandemic. Super popping.
Yeah,
then.
And I feel like a lot of people like grew from that.
Like,
I was like, oh my gosh, I have nothing else to do.
It's crazy because it's like there are so many like bedroom DJs that like just went to Twitch because everyone was on Twitch, and then like from there they were able to just become these like crazy DJs that like play at different places.
Yeah.
You make friends with all these DJs, so it's like then that like gives you gigs
community.
Too.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's dope.
Okay, cool. Yeah but I discovered you at an event at Damn Fine. You were performing with
Minute. You went to Kyopo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sick.
It was like, I mean, you like started your set, I think, with Big Bang.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I definitely threw some Big Bang in
I'm
there.
I'm going to throw up. like my dreams.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah, no, it's been great. And then even like, you know, sometimes like recently I'll be hearing like New Jeans at the club and I'm like, what era are we in? I love it so much. But,
dude, that's awesome.
Yeah. How long have you been DJing for?
So I've been DJing for like four, maybe five years now. I know, it's crazy. Yeah. But I still feel like I'm new to everything. I'm still like learning all day, every day.
Uh-huh.
It's been a journey for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And have you like always been interested in music? Like, and then kind of decided like, oh, I want to take a shot at this. Like, how did it kind of?
So I would say I've always loved music, right? Like obviously just growing up, but then I went to like house parties like after I graduated college, and like a bunch of like alumni, I would start hanging out with them and they would throw house parties.
Uh-huh.
And then like two of them actually DJed, and they were the ones that like taught me, like just at the house party, you know, just like how do I do this?
At the party.
Yeah, at the party. Yeah. I'd be like, yo, like how do you guys like, I want to learn. Cause they're just homies, you know what I mean? Like the homies with the homies.
Yeah.
They taught me how to DJ, and then one of them was like, I feel like this is like you have a knack for this, like you picked it up so fast. And I was like,
gosh,
you're just saying that.
Yeah, but then you're just being nice to me.
Yeah, like, yeah, you know. But then, and then like I was like, but it kind of like got to me. I was like, yeah, maybe I can do it, you know. And then so he gave me his like broken deck, and then so that's kind of how I like was like, okay, let's just like try it out. And then I come from like a Christian background, so like at the time I remember like praying, and I was like, God, like I just like really want to be a DJ. And then I remember like hearing so clearly like, okay, but what's stopping you? And I was like, nothing,
right.
Like literally nothing. And so I was just like, let's just do it. And then so I kind of just like was like, I'm going to be a DJ. I am one now. Like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then I got like a house party gig from like a friend, super low key. Yay. And then from there I was like, okay, I could do this. And then another friend was like throwing events, so then he put me on for my first like paid gig. So that was like huge. And then I did a wedding, which I was like, never doing weddings again. But I think it was just because I was so new. I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I still like needed to learn how to like control the crowd or like react to the crowd a little bit, just like stuff like that. But but it's also like, I realized it's such a special day for someone that like, for me, I don't want to mess it up for them, right? Like, you have to play the music right on time, like everything else. So it's like, yeah, weddings, I was just like, it's more stressful.
There's like pressure.
Yeah.
I always think about that with like wedding photographers.
Yeah.
Because like, I've heard of people like getting SD cards lost.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
dude, that's would, like the whole day.
I would cry so much.
Yeah.
Like, not as the bride, but as the photographer. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, I had one job, but I never thought about it from the, like, from the
DJ perspective. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. And I mean, for me, it's just like, I think that particularly, I'm just like, maybe it's not for me. So
right. That makes sense.
Yeah. But for some people, like, they kill it every time. And it's like clockwork. It's easy money, you know, like right. Can't go wrong. But right. Yeah, for me, I'm just like, it's okay.
Yeah, fine. Well, but yeah, no, I also like am Christian. Like, I come from a Christian background. Nice, and yeah. So I can totally resonate when it's kind of like you pray, like, and then things just kind of like happen.
Yeah.
You know? Or like you just like have like an inkling, you know, like
for sure.
Oh, I feel like I can do this.
Yeah. And the doors just open, the opportunities come, and it's just like, holy crap. Like, I'm at the right place at the right time. Like, mm-hmm. Let's do it, you know?
Oh, okay.
So yeah, nice. That's pretty much what happened. And one thing led to another. Ended up getting a monthly residency like in February of like 2018, 2019.
Okay.
And at the top of that year, I remember thinking like, okay, like my goal this year is to play at least like 1 gig a month.
Oh, okay, nice.
And as soon as I landed that residency, I was like, dude, this is my 1 gig a month. That's crazy.
Like, we're done.
Yeah, like that's it. Like, yeah, it's let me just chill like, now. That's so crazy. So like, you know, again, like things just started falling into place for me. And then this bar reached out to me and they're like, hey, like, you wanna like bring your DJ friends in, like, I see you're a graphic designer, so why don't you like make your own flyers? And I'm like, what is happening right now? Like,
yeah, like everything's literally falling into place,
right?
Yeah,
so that was like super cool for me, like, and that's what started my party. Like, I started throwing monthly parties at that time. Okay. So yeah,
what were those like monthly parties called?
Oh, it's called Rent Money. It was like a hip hop party, monthly party at 503.
Oh, yeah,
apartment 503, yeah, in K Town. So it was a huge moment just because it was like K-Town, like it was a, you know, pretty chill
Grace
bar.
K-Town.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everything just fell into place. And like, I love hip hop. That's like my first love, I always say. So that taught me, like, I don't know, it's just like, you know, everything that I loved in one place. So
right,
huge
right.
learning experience. I just had so much fun throwing those parties. Like, you know, I'm in a run club too. So the run club would always come out to support.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And then at the time, like, I was in a small group, and then like they ended up coming out sometimes, and I love this dichotomy.
Like, I am a full person, like,
for sure. Like, they just were so down to like come and support me at my DJ gigs at like church. So I was like, this is so cool. So that was a really fun time. It was literally like the best, like, maybe one and a half years. I was just like event throwing, and then the pandemic hit, and so that kind of like hit a wall for us, just because like, okay, we started streaming. And so
I'm like enjoying this so much, because I think like parts of me, I like saw Peggy Goo like live.
Love Peggy Goo.
And then the next day I was like, I want to be her. I'm gonna go buy a deck. Like,
oh my god, did you start?
Nope.
Oh my gosh.
But I think like I just need to like bother someone and be like, hey, can you teach me?
Yeah,
like, it's
dude.
Because right, like, I think I can like learn off of YouTube. Like, I've like, you know, self-taught myself a lot of things, but it's like different, you know, when you can like actually see someone like playing around, messing around.
Right. So. Yeah, dude, let me know anytime.
Oh my gosh,
I'll teach you, of course. Okay. Yeah, like, I love teaching people what I know. Like, and it's not even, I don't know, I would say it's not that much, not as much in the grand scheme of things, but it's enough to get you started for sure.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. And then from there, I feel like it's just kind of like, you have to like do it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
A good amount.
It's just like, it's like exercise, learning any skill, right? Like, you just need to put in hours, but
yeah.
You just do it for 10,000. Fun, you know?
Okay, nice. Also, I'm so curious, where does your name derive from?
Oh, like, yeah. Oh my god, that's so funny. So back when like Facebook groups were like a huge thing, do you remember that?
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. The hours I spent on Facebook alone were just like, you know,
because of groups, like it really just revived Facebook for like a second. back in the day, like 2018, 2017. But I was a part of this group called like Asian Creative Network. It was like this Facebook group of just creatives, right? And so I was like, oh, this is so cool. And then the way to differentiate ourselves was like, say our name and where we're from.
Okay.
And so like, and we would put that as like our display name. So I was Grace K-Town because I was living in K-Town at the time. And funnily enough, I actually didn't have an Instagram for like 11 months. I completely deleted like my 10 years of like internet history because again, I went through a spiritual awakening. I was like, I'm not my Instagram. Like, and I also had a very unhealthy relationship with like social media in general too. So that like, you know, also drove me to just delete everything.
Cleanse.
Yeah. Literally, like permanently delete like all everything.
Wait, that's so good because like I will always do like the semi-permanent delete.
Yeah, the temporary.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, even with like dating apps and stuff, I'm like, pause instead of deleting. And so I like the commitment. You're like, yeah, let's go 100%.
I'm like, for the Lord, man, let's just delete it, dude. Yeah. It was just like a weird like at retreat, I just had this moment and I just deleted it at retreat. I was like, retreat just gets you sometimes.
It does. About the mountain air.
I know, dude. The lack of oxygen. You're just like,
Sheesh. Holy Spirit.
But yeah, so that like led me to like a whole year of like no Instagram, no social media. And so when I wanted to become a DJ again, that's when I was like, you know what? I think I can come back into Instagram, like use it as a tool more so than like my identity.
Ooh, so I like that. Dude, quote. I'm gonna pull that for the clips.
Yeah, so that was like a clarifying moment. So that's why I came back as Grace K-Town.
Okay, that makes sense. So
I was like, it like flows, it's my name, and then it's like nothing crazy but also like unique enough
where
I can grab that handle for like all my other social media too. So
I was the same important way. Like I'm like, I need all of it. All of it, because I don't know,
branding is so important.
Exactly Because I mean, do people call you Grace K-Town?
I would say so. They're like, oh, Grace K-Town, or like you know. And so no one ever like gets my name wrong, which is nice.
People definitely call me by like my handle Hannah Cat, because there are too many Hannahs and then also too many Hannah Lees,
right?
And I'm just like, you know, I spell my Hannah differently, like everything's just a mess, and so it's just become Hannah Cat, and I'm like, okay, I take on the branding.
That's so, like, who we are like on the outside world.
And then, so is DJing like, is this a full-time thing? Like, how do you kind of like explain it to people when you say like, oh, I'm a DJ?
I guess I go like, well, DJing is like nighttime thing, so it's like daytime I'm just, I don't know, it's like during the day I'm a graphic designer, at night I'm a DJ, you know. So it's like I would say like I'm just both, and I'm trying to embrace like doing it 50-50, and so far it's been a interesting balance. But yeah, like by trade, I am a graphic designer, art director. And then when I became a DJ, I was just like, I want to do this full time. But then I realized like how much you have to grind just to like, if you want to do DJing alone. And that was like a huge eye opener for me, because it's like, you literally have to like work like almost like every weekend, right? Like if you think about it, like to make your income. And I was like, dude, do I really want to go that far? Like, and so that really made me like appreciate graphic design more. And like, I'm very blessed to be able to say that I have both as like streams of income. Cause like some people can't, you know, like they've fully committed, and I highly respect those people like that can do the gig life. But me personally, I just realized, I was like, let's not give away my like 5 years of like college degree, you know, like schooling. And on top of that, just being like a graphic designer in general, like I'm like grateful for what it has brought me, and like how I can like use it for DJing, and then DJing can help me with graphic design. So it like there's a lot of like in between and what's called overlaps.
I like that, because I think like I would consider myself a creative person, but then a lot of times when I think about like taking on a creative thing full time, I think it takes away from like the fun of it, you know? Like when you're having to depend on it for money. Like it's just like, it's, we live job. In an expensive world.
Especially in LA, like city too.
And so I like the like balance that it like has brought you, it seems like. As far as like, you know, being more on the in the creative space, like how do your parents feel about it? Like, are they supportive? Have they become supportive over the years? Like, what's the story there?
That's a really great question. I would say my parents like put me through college, like helped me through college. So that was really nice. So they were totally fine with me doing graphic design. But DJing is a whole nother ballpark there. My parents like definitely don't support my DJ career, which is like, it was kind of sad to hear. But at the same time, my parents are very traditional. And again, like they're Christian too, right? So my mom's whole reasoning is the fact that like I'm around drunk people and people doing drugs. Like she thinks it's like a whole, like there's a whole stick for her. So I like, it's like one of those topics I don't really talk about anymore, because it's like I realize, like, unless one day I like get into the Korean newspaper, because that's like one of my life goals, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that, you know, as an Asian American, being in a newspaper is a huge deal. So unless happens, or like I get a huge like festival gig or something, or like get to like spin in Korea or something like that, you know, like big things where I feel like my parents would be like, oh, okay, like
they understand, like
or they'll like they'll accept it, you know?
Right, okay, that makes sense. Yeah,
so we're not there yet, but this is like, this is my origin story, you know what I mean? Like just proving my parents wrong, you know?
Oh, like, yeah, sometimes I'm like, let me make up some sort of like drama in my life so it pushes me, you know?
Dude, same. Honestly, I was like, oh, maybe this is a thing, like DJing is a thing that like my parents are like totally against, and then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it, and I'm proven wrong, and then I prove him wrong. So
yeah, and so in those like early conversations, like with like your mom specifically, like what did those like kind of like look like? Was it just
So it was actually during the pandemic, like when I was streaming on Twitch, I was like so proud of myself, because I like learned how to like stream, how to like audio, you know, all that stuff, like bought the equipment, like figured it out myself, and then and then just like, I wanted to show my mom, because like, I don't know, you know, I was in my head, I was like, oh, like she watches YouTube. So it's like, maybe she'll see the correlation of like, oh, like I'm on screen, like doing this, you know?
Right, right.
So that's when I like showed her. I was like, mom, look, like I DJed like last night for like 5 hours. And then she just like looked at it and she's like, and I was like, what?
You know? Yeah.
And she was just like, no, like I feel like I failed as a parent. I was like, failed as a parent?
Oh, like I'm from what?
I know. So like she was super, honestly, she was like disappointed, and I was just like, dang, like I thought this was gonna be like, you know, like, wow, I'm so proud of you, like you know, you're really making it out there in the world. No, it was like a whole like, man, like,
oh my god,
I'm sad now. I'm like, you're sad, like this is not where I wanted this to
go. It's like it's like when you try to tell your parents something funny and then you start getting yelled at. I'm like, you're missing the point.
This is not what I was looking for.
Yeah,
totally. So that was like a huge like wake up call for me. I'm like, okay, like I can't expect my parents to like react any certain way, and like but then they can't expect me to live my life a certain way either. So it's like, all right, like just coming to terms with that kind of thing. But yeah, I don't know if it's like, if it's one of those things where I have to keep exposing them and be like, yeah, like I DJed the other day. Oh, I think I got a lip sync on your thing. like I DJed the other day, or if it's like or if it's just like, don't say anything until it's like worth telling them about, you know? But I don't know. It's like so strange, because, okay, I was featured in a few like Nike campaigns, right? And like that was a huge deal for me. Like I was like, I'm in my modeling bag.
Oh my gosh. And you said you run. So like, did I hope you got to like, you know, keep all the clothes.
Yeah, actually they do let you keep like what you sweat in, essentially, because you're just like running in it.
$45 leggings.
Yeah, no, for real. But so I like got a featured in Nike campaign. Even showing that to my parents, like my mom even was like, oh, she's probably for Instagram. I'm like, excuse me, mom,
it's like literally Nike, like you know this brand.
They're like, did you get paid? I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh, it's so little. I'm like, actually, they pay me a lot for my first modeling gig. I'll take it, you know? And Nike like, does pay well, like in turn, like when you look at other companies that try to like, you know, I'm like, bro, like they pay pretty well. So I don't know, I was just like, this is the hill that I have to climb. This is the mountain of, you know, Asian parents that I have to face. But
yeah, no, I like, I think I completely relate to you.
Do like, you really? Like, tell me about your parents. I mean, I want to know.
Because, okay, my parents are, like, pretty, like, they're Americanized and, like, that's they're awesome. Pretty understanding. Uh-huh. Like, you know, I'll, like, make, like, a Big Sean reference and, like, my mom will understand it.
What?
Like, there's, like, my mom
that is so cool.
Yeah, what like, my mom is super hip. I and, like, that. My dad, too, like, he's hilarious.
Aww.
And so, like, I think because they're so, like, accepting of all of this, yeah. like, cultural stuff that's and they're so like really sick. With the times
yeah
I would expect them to be a little bit more understanding of like creative ventures and like you know more like impractical things yeah. but they are completely not
what
and so
interesting
or okay maybe not completely not okay, in yeah. case one of my parents is listening to this but you know it's just like less than what I uh-huh. had anticipated
yeah.
and so I think for me too like when it comes to like sharing certain things with my parents I'm mm-hmm. like should I wait? Like, is this big enough?
Right.
Or like, will you guys understand like kind of how big this is?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, cause yeah, this month the podcast got featured on Apple Podcasts.
Oh my God. Congrats.
Yeah. Yeah, huge.
Yeah. Yes. Mom.
Yeah, mom.
Big deal, mom.
Yeah, go to browse. We're right there. And so, right. I'm like, you know, super excited, but then there have been like times in the past where like, you know, I'm really excited to share the news
yeah.
and then there isn't like the response that like I wanted.
Dang, what do they say?
I mean, it's just like, oh, like good job. And like, that's it, you know, which I do think like that could be better than no response at all.
Yeah.
You know,
like, it could maybe, be better than disappointment.
Yeah, yeah, maybe you're just being picky. No, literally, I'm like, oh, do I need to be grateful for the thumbs up?
Yeah.
And dead. So, yeah, I think also just like, you know, trying to kind of get them on the same page
yeah.
and also understand that like all the decisions that they had like kind of like pushed me towards when I was like younger, like mm-hmm. I'm now my own person and like I have to make my own decisions. Otherwise, it never like sits right with me, you know? And so, you know, even asking for like, advice and stuff like that
yeah.
like I've kind of like learned to like lay off
yeah
because I didn't feel like a grown-up I don't feel like a grown-up everyone I don't feel like a grown-up as it is but like I really didn't feel like a grown-up
when you like ask your parents for advice
yeah
interesting
yeah.
okay
and then you know I know prior to this we you know like chatted over the DMs
yeah.
and all of that and you had mentioned a little bit about how like you and your friends have been talking about like mommy issues so
yes.
like while we're on the topic of like mommies. Yeah, what have these conversations looked like?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's so funny. Hashtag mommy issues. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the girls.
Mm-hmm. The girlies.
The girlies. With hashtag mommy issues. No, so like, I don't know. It's just talking about like just trauma from our moms, you know, like just for me, it's a lot of like my mom not accepting me the way that I am and just like wanting me to be a certain way or just like, you know, her reactions or like just the way that she doesn't know. I don't think she really understands how to like fully process her own emotions. And so there's like that too. And so a lot, it's just like mommy issues at the end of the day. Like, and yeah, my girlfriends and I, like we always talk about like the traumas that like they've brought on, you know, and like, you know, no hate to my mother. I know it's like her own generational traumas too,
right.
But it's like now I'm in a place of breaking that generation trauma. So like I could tell my kids like you push and pee, you know, like you you're cool. You're sick. You know, like uh-huh. I love you, you know, like just like, so it's like but I have to go through my own like stuff too, like
right.
going to therapy and all that stuff. So yeah, I don't know. Do you have mommy issues? Like, or do you feel like
no.
you have like daddy issues? Maybe you have no issues. Like, which
no,
is great.
I definitely have issues, but yeah. like where they stem from, don't really know.
Interesting. Do you do therapy?
You know, I actually went to therapy during pandemic.
That's oh, nice.
When like my mental health was not intact.
Yeah.
It was just like a lot of like anxiety based things. And then, of course, like expectations from parents was like a lot of that. And so I got too healthy and my insurance was like, sorry, we can't cover this anymore. And so I graduated.
Okay.
She was like, you're good. Like, you seem good.
Oh.
And so I have taken a break, but I've actually been thinking about going back just
oh,
because
yeah.
I like, I love therapy.
Dude, yes. Highly recommend therapy.
Yeah. I feel like our generation has been really good about, you know, destigmatizing therapy. Oh, for sure.
Oh my God. I'll be the first to say, like, I love therapy. Like, yeah. Therapy has changed my life. And it's so nice to just, like, talk to someone about your problems and, like, be your most vulnerable self. And they're just there to listen to you and like help you through it.
Right.
And like my therapist right now has been so helpful and just like helping to remind me like just to accept myself and like accept like what are things that are good and bad. And like I found out through my mommy issues that like, or through my mom that like, I think a lot of what I try to do in life is like very performance based and like, ooh, and like, how do I be better? How do I become better? Because I feel like I'm not good enough right now. And so I know it's a lot. It's a lot. I'm unpacking, but
you're speaking to the choir. Cause no, I totally understand that of like, I feel like I'm constantly trying to like prove myself. And when I say like, I don't really know where it comes from. I think it comes from all the experiences, yeah, you know, stacked on top of each other.
For sure.
But like, even when I think about like, if I like enter a new like social group setting and I feel like they don't see me for me, like I'm like, no guys, aww, like I'm cool. I promise. I promise. I know my outfit doesn't show. No, I know everyone check out Grace's fit. She came ready. Also like nails. I love.
I do love getting my nails done. Yeah. This is one of my like little gifts to me every month, you know?
Oh, she's good about her monthly mani.
I am. I don't know. I love manicures. I used to get my lashes done too all the time. Shout out to Cindy Lashes. Cindy. Cindy. Okay. But I started getting allergic reactions, so I had to stop that.
Oh,
but
no.
I know. It sucked. It came out of nowhere, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, yeah. Little self-care, self-love moments, yeah, in these ways. Just because, yeah, it just brings me joy and, like, great way to express myself, you know? Like,
right.
And as a DJ, too, like, you know, sometimes they're, like, taking photos of my hands. I'm like, okay, can I make them look janky? Like, you know? Like,
I'm a hand model, yeah, on the side.
Exactly. Look at me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I know, how we went through like five.
I know.
I tend to be that way. I'm like very ADD when it comes to like,
oh,
just
too,
topics. So.
Oh, me too.
Oh, great. We're besties now.
Yeah. No, I just want to say, I like am loving your energy because I'm like, this is what I need. Like, this is what I needed. You know, like, girl, after you hang out with a friend and you're like,
yeah,
I needed this.
And just talk. Yeah. No, I love that. No, which is why I love this podcast too, because it just feels so like natural. And, yeah, you know, I feel like just being Korean American too, like, there is that bond, you know, like the whole church thing. Like, immediately we know like what our foundations are, you know? And like,
yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah. So,
but yeah. I guess in terms of like self-worth and like trying to like kind of like prove yourself, like how do you see that manifest?
Great question. I mean, it could be in so many different ways. Like for DJing, again, like, right, trying to be in a freaking newspaper so my mom can like see, you know, like that,
right,
that is like a like very obvious prove myself moment. And like, I do find myself being like, man, am I doing this for myself or because like, I want to prove myself to my mom, you know? Aww. So like, there's those moments too that I have to wrestle. But there's other moments like, man, what was I talking about with my therapist the other day? It was like, did performance. Sometimes I go into my therapy session and be like I notice this flaw about me and I'm like, I have this flaw. Like, you know, sometimes I like snap at my boyfriend or like just I'm very, you know, emotional or something. It's like something where I see as a flaw, uh-huh, and I go to her and I'm like, how do I fix this? And she's like, let's not see it as something to fix, but maybe like see it first as something to accept about yourself. And then it's like, how do we grow from there? You know, like,
wow,
it's just like acceptance, like really just being in the moment of, okay, this is just who I am and this is how I am. And it's okay. Whoa. Like I might be going through something. Maybe, uh-huh, that's what it is, you know, like, or just being more in tune to my emotions. Like if I am snapping, why am I feeling this way? And then like, just like be more aware of what I'm actually feeling instead of being like, I'm snapping. How do I fix this? You know, I don't know. Like,
that totally makes
does
sense.
That make sense? Okay.
Yeah. Cause I think like literally 2 weeks ago, because I don't have a therapist, mm-hmm, I just bother my friends now.
But shout out to our friends, by the way, for holding it down while we're looking for a therapist.
Yeah. You know, I think that's why therapy is so good, is because I'm like, I pay you to bother you. You know what I mean? And so I don't feel like a burden. But that's a whole nother topic.
I just want you to know you're not a burden. You're not a burden.
Thank you.
You're not a burden.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I also think that's like one thing, you know, been working on.
I feel it.
But I guess like, yeah, I think one of the ways that I found myself like kind of comparing myself to other people in terms of like worthiness is like, I'm very much like a tomboy.
Oh, same. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because I kind of, you know, come off more like friendly, approachable and whatnot, I noticed that like I start to compare myself to those friends who are a little bit more feminine and like get like attention from guys and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, adding in the mommy issues, it's like, oh, this is what my mom would have like, my mom wanted me to be this
more feminine, right?
More feminine.
Dude, yes. No, I feel you. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like even in the way I dress, like it's like, oh, like now I've started to think like, is this too baggy?
Oh.
Like, you know, I feel like I lost my sense of style because I'm like, I'm so confused now. I don't know what to do. Like, do I show off the silhouette or like, do I go for like what I love, you know?
Yeah,
and so totally. I feel like in those ways, like, you know, I'm like always, you know, trying to toggle between like accepting that I am like, you know, a little bit more like bro-y versus like not accepting that and like, trying to change myself. Like, I'm like, oh, this is a flaw. Like, I shouldn't be bro-y.
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah,
I see you.
Like, that's like one of the main ones.
I hear you. I think I've gone through something similar too. So I totally understand. And yeah, like sometimes I'm like, am I dressing too like tomboyish? But then at the same time, I'm like, I have a boyfriend. It doesn't even matter at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But like,
he loves me for me,
you know? Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like, if he'll love me for me, I should love me for me too. And same with you. You know what I mean? Like, love you for you, you know, like I think it comes down to like intention at the end of the day, right? Like for me, it's like, why do I want to dress this way? Am I dressing this way because influencers are influencing me because everyone else is wearing cargo pants? I want to wear cargo pants. Or am I wearing cargo pants because this shit's comfortable and it like matches all my other stuff, you know, like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, or it looks good on me. Like, I love the silhouette. Like it fits the vibe, you know what I mean? So it's like maybe it's also thinking about like intention and like shifting it sometimes too, where it's like or maybe you were influenced, but now it's like, how do you make it your own, you know what I mean? It's like kind of bringing it back to like you and like what you want for yourself, you know what I mean?
That's true.
And it's like, okay, maybe you do want like attention from a man, but is it because at the end of the day you want to find a boyfriend or you want love, or is it because you want to feel attractive? So it's like, what are ways for you to like do things that you can feel attractive, you know what I mean? Like, what makes you feel attractive?
It's like the little things like of self-care even. I do think like even when I'm like kind of thinking back to like this morning and just all the mornings when I like will like, you know, put on an outfit.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like my thought process is less for my own like enjoyment, but like more for like, oh, what are people going to think of this?
Mm.
And so I like the de-influencing.
Yeah,
and
de-influencing.
Yeah. Because I think that's a part of why my style, I feel like it's broken. Cause I'm like, I think I'm consuming so much content.
Yeah.
And I
like everyone's influencing different trends. Literally everything is a core now. And I'm like, bro, like, please.
Everything's a core.
Cottage core. I saw Catholic core the other day. I was like, what the heck is Catholic core? Like,
what is that?
I don't know. It's like Catholic inspired clothing. I don't even know, honestly. Like, but I saw it, the term on TikTok the other day. I'm like, what the hell? And like, I see all these different core things happening. And it's just like, this is just going to confuse people like so much more.
Right.
And it's like, confuse me. It could confuse me. So it's like, I should like, again, like, it's a good reminder for me to be like, yo, like, remember who I am, what I want to be, and like where I want to go, you know? Because like, at the end of the day, that's what trends are doing. It's like, trends are like all about like, what's the most popular, or like, what's the most unique? But it's like, you, yourself, us, we're all unique in our own ways, right?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. On your job applications,
yeah.
I'm always like, I'm the most unique thing about me.
Yeah, you know? Right. You do have to sell it to them at that point, but
yeah.
No, I hear you. Yeah.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I feel like, yeah, just trying to find ways to kind of like ground yourself. Mm. And like, yeah, I think like even in terms of consuming, I've been like trying to be a little bit more active and like not consuming as much.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm like starting to like learn about myself again.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, and see, that's like a great time to do that too. And like, again, acceptance, right? Like
right.
even accepting the fact that like, yeah, like maybe I am like struggling with these thoughts, but it's okay too, you know, like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but it's all, yeah. It's like, so how do we get out of it? You know, like, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. It kind of just like draws it back to that.
Yeah. I think also accepting that like I can be unstable has been like a really big help.
Nice.
Yeah. Cause like, I think I used to like, you know, like judge myself a lot for like being so chaotic sometimes. Yo. I'm like, what's today's issue? But like now, because I'm so okay with like, oh, this is kind of the fun of it. Like,
yeah.
you know, let me just problem solve every single moment of my life. But like, I think it's been really good because I'm realizing also, like one of my friends had like said this to me and he was just saying that like people who are like unstable, like they have a tendency to kind of push their own boundaries. And so maybe it's just you, like, you know, not being afraid to try new things, like put yourself in uncomfortable situations. And so I feel like that brought a lot of levity and a lot of like acceptance.
Dude,
like you
yeah.
said, you know,
that part, man, yeah. snaps from that one. That was woo, that was a word. That's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like, yeah, 2023 has been a lot of, you know, just trying to slow down.
Yeah,
also,
I agree.
Yeah, I think 2022 I went out a little bit too much and like maybe that's where I like lost a little bit of the grounding.
Yeah, but, dude, I feel you on that. Like, okay, before I became like a DJ and everything, like ever since college, I would just go out almost like every day. And like even after I graduated college, so that's like 6-7 years of partying in K-Town and LA and okay. greater LA. So it's like, I like realized, I was like, dude, like, I mean, I got it out of my system and I realized like a lot of the times, a lot of reasons why I was so tired and like, just so like burnt out is cause like, I would just go out all the time and just like, and that, which was fine. Like in a way it was great cause it influenced like my music taste and like I experienced LA just in that warehouse party era, but then at the same time it was just, now there's like more than ever, there's so many more events to go to, there's so many other things to go to, and you realize like there should never be such a thing as FOMO because literally there's something happening every day. Like,
yeah,
we do not need to go to everything. It's like not healthy for us.
That's true. Yeah. I like that mentality because I think like, yeah, even like looking back, I'm like, oh, I think a lot of the times I would just go out just to be out. I'm like, what am I doing?
But, which is fine too.
Right.
I'm like, whatever.
Cardio.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, yes. Dancing was my number one exercise.
Wait. Yeah. Yeah, literally same. I'm just like, I just need hip hop and then I'm good.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm like, I'm not going to run on the treadmill. Oh, yeah. Also, I picked up running, but like, oh, I'm nice. Not going to run on the treadmill.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I've been trying. I've been trying.
Oh, my
trying.
God. Come out to KRC.
I have been thinking about it. Yeah. I'm intimidated.
Like, nothing to be intimidated about. Everyone says that, but
because right now it's like a 13-minute mile. So.
Sexy pace. A slow and sexy pace.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Little
sexy pace.
Wait. Yeah. So dude, how long have you been running?
So I've been running on and off since like 2017.
Oh, wow.
When this group just started, and I would come up, actually it's like ironically I moved back to Orange County and then I started coming out to the runs like every weekend, like on Saturdays.
Oh,
and I was
gosh,
like, this
it.
Is crazy. Yeah, no, yeah. But because of the energy of the group, it's just like so empowering. And we do run like 3 to 5 miles, but I never thought, I was never a runner. I never considered myself a runner, but once I like, you know, started running with this group, it's so much easier with a group.
Really?
And I feel like just like the energy of the group just going, and you're just like, and then halfway there you're like, I'm the last person, but like fuck it, like let's just keep going,
right?
Like, because I have to finish, I'm not gonna Uber back, no way. Like, you know, and then before you know it, you finish 3 miles. It's like, it's great.
That's crazy.
And you do it all over again like every week.
Wow.
But yeah, like it honestly, I think running with KRC really helped me to like, one, just like be amongst community that like do wholesome things, and then also like like, but wasn't church, right? But it's like, right. And then, but also it was just like really empowering to see myself run like 3 miles once or twice a week. Oh. And then eventually a freaking marathon, you know?
You
and then
a marathon?
Yeah, I know. I did.
Like a full?
A full like 26.2,
man. Oh my.
I know. It's crazy. I never thought I could, but I did. And I was like, here I am, still alive.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, granted my knee hurt for the next like 6 months, but luckily it was a pandemic. And so everything was closed down. I didn't have to run out again, but.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I love that so much.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and I've never even run a half either, so.
I was just like, let's do the full thing.
Yeah.
I feel like your mentality is literally, fuck it.
But hey, we're pushing boundaries, right? Yeah. Unhinged, yep, chaotic, yep, you know? Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
Wow, because, yeah, I do think, like, I've also, like, built this image of running in my head to be like, I hate running. And so like, I've been trying to break that because for so long I've been like, I'm not a cardio girly, except if I'm going out and like dancing.
Right. Yeah.
And so I've been like trying to run, but yeah, I think I'm just like intimidated because I'm like, I'm going to be slow.
Uh-huh.
And even like my friends, like they all kind of run here and there and they're like, oh, like let's just do like four of us, like a group run. And I'm like, I don't want to feel like I have to catch up to you guys or that you guys are slowing down because of me, you know? And so I haven't been there yet, but like, yeah, maybe when I get comfortable, I will come through.
Yeah. I'll run with you.
Oh,
yeah. I'll be there in the back with you. I'm probably slow too. I honestly haven't been running in a while. So, but yeah, I'm trying to get back into it. Cause, the last marathon I'm ever going to run in my life, I'm going to do Korea Marathon. I know, but I've been wanting to do that for so long. So it's like, gonna be next year, like I think in March, so like in 1 year from now.
Wow.
I'm manifesting this on camera.
Yeah, but it's documented.
Yeah,
you
it's
have
documented
to pull through.
Oh man. But yeah, I think my run club is also gonna be running Korea Marathon next year too, so
that's
like being
so
able to
cool.
go there together, like train together and then like run the marathon and you just like kind of party and explore Korea town or Korea together.
Yeah, no longer the town part.
Not the town,
yeah,
it's just Korea.
Just a the entire country.
The whole South Korea, Republic of, you know,
yeah. Okay,
dude,
cool.
It's so funny.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of any final questions for you, but do you have any final questions for me?
Girl, I mean, though, this has been super fun. Like,
wait, yeah. I feel the enthusiast in you. I love it so much.
No, yeah. And I was going to say, like, I really appreciate that you're even doing this. Calling it Pukulgi Podcast, like, immediately, I was like, that speaks to my Korean soul, you know? Like,
yeah.
No, it's so dope. And I think it's so sick that you have a platform like this for, like, the Korean girlies like us. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I think, you know, again, like, just it's so unique in itself. And I'm very honored to just be a part of it. And I can't wait to see where this goes.
No, I'm so excited to release your episode because the girlies
like
are gonna be
like
on
so,
it.
We went to so many different topics.
Oh yeah. I've been adding timestamps to my episodes. And so this one is gonna be timestamp central.
100%.
It's gonna be so organized. I'm just gonna basically subtitle the entire video.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. And so you guys can find Grace on Instagram at
Grace K-Town.
Yes. And then do you want to plug your other platforms as well? I know you're like,
I mean, I'm just Grace K-Town on everything. SoundCloud, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Oh my god, funny story about TikTok. Before we end, but like I was trying to get Grace K-Town my handle, but turns out it's this like random like white girl from Kansas or something like that, like took it.
Are you
and
serious?
I was like, when I first went on TikTok and I was like, wait, what the heck? I was like, and I reached out to her. I was like, hey, I'm actually Grace K-Town. Like, do you mind? Oh my God. It was like some LA shit, but I was like, can I actually get this handle? Cause it's like a part of my brand or whatever, you know? And like, she totally ignored it. I was like, what a little, wow, rude.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah. So for like a year or 2 years, I was so bad about it. I was just like, man, this girl just took my handle. I became like the real Grace K-Town or like official Grace K-Town official.
Official. Oh, she official. She went there.
I was official.
Check, but I'm official.
I'm official. But then I think like maybe a year ago, I checked again. Like, I would check periodically and like, she changed her handle. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting in. I'm getting in there. Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
So I got the handle. But
okay, yay.
Also, like, sorry to that, Grace, but I realized later, I think her last name was Town and her middle name was K. So oh, she was just Grace K Town, not trying to steal my identity. Oh. So I'm sorry, Grace K Town in Kansas. Like, I just really wanted my handle. But, anyways, that's my TikTok handle.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So please go check her out. Let's blow up her TikTok.
My cap cut
TikTok. Yeah, her cap cut TikTok specifically. But then also just blow up everything, you know? Yeah. And then you guys can find us on Prugogy Podcast. What? I can't plug anything right now. Prugogy.podcast. Yeah, okay. On Instagram and TikTok, Twitter at Prugogy Podcast. We're on YouTube and all of the podcast channels. And then I'm on everything at HANAKATTT. And that is it for today. Yes. Thank you so much.